Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Chaf Gimel 123. This song is all about perspective. And when you first look at this song, it seems to be not a song of ascents, rather a song of degradation. But when you look at it again, you'll see that, yes, it is critical for ascent. Let's begin. Shir Hamalos Elecha Nasasi Esenai. The song of ascents, to you I lift my eyes, Hayoshvi Bashamayim, he who sits in the heavens. Notice, like Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph 121, our eyes, our heads are looking upward. And also notice how we feel the sense that Hashem is in the heavens, but at the same time there's a distance between us and Hashem. Pasuk Beis. And now we're going to describe two forms of a relationship that we have with God. Hinei ke'enei avadim el yad adonehem, like the eyes of servants looking towards their masters. Ke'enei shifcha el yad gevirta, like the eyes of a maid servant who looks towards her mistress. Kain einenu el Hashem Elokeinu. So are our eyes towards Hashem, our God. Ad sheyechanenu, until he will favor us. And notice, everyone is included. We have male and female. We have singular, the whole group of Klal Yisrael, and each individual. We are all dedicated to be avadim, to be servants of God. What does it mean to be a servant of God? The Nesivo Shalom, the Slemer Rebbe, explains that when someone is an Oved Hashem, a servant of God, he's ready to take all of his resources and thoughts and use them for the service of God. At every moment, he is ready to do what God wants from him. And in return, he knows that anything that he needs to provide the master with what the master wants, he receives. In other words, he receives everything he needs to fulfill his mission. We are dedicated to do whatever God wants from us. But ad sheyechanenu, until he will favor us. Favoring us is asking God to give us that which we don't even deserve. Since when does a servant ask a master or expect that a master is going to go above and beyond to just give the servant unconditionally? Pasuk Gimel, we continue this idea. Chanenu Hashem, chanenu, favor us Hashem, give us undeserved kindness. And what we're going to see now, we said at the beginning that there are two different relationships we're talking about. At the beginning, we're clearly looking to God as our master, and we are his servant, his maidservant. And as we see ourselves as such loyal servants, and we do what God wants from us, now we ask Hashem for chanina, for undeserved kindness. Who do you ask for undeserved kindness? You ask a parent. And the second relationship we're describing is the relationship of a child and a parent. And when we act like an eved, when we act like a servant, Hashem is ready to treat us like a ben, like a child. And why do we want so much chesed from God? Pasuk Gimel, let's finish it up. Ki rav savanu vuz, because we have withstood so much shame. What is the shame that we've withstood? So the Radak says, this is the shame of being in Golus, the shame of being surrounded by nations who put us down. It could be the shame of people at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. People may have shamed each other. It happens very often when someone is on a quest to elevate themselves, to become a better person, that they may feel shamed by others who are not ready to make that same elevation in their life. It may be perceived shame. It may be actual shame. But nonetheless, when someone experiences shame, it's very difficult to go up to the next step. So we ask Hashem, please help us with this. Pasuk Dalet. Rabas sav'a la nafshenu. Our souls have withstood so much
from Hala'ag Hasha'ananim, the mockery from the comfortable ones, the complacent ones, the ones who think everything's fine. Why do you have to do more and more when everything is fine as the way it is? Habuz Lig'eyonim, the shame and contempt from the arrogant. The word ge'eyonim is not a real Hebrew word. It's a juxtaposition of two words, of ga'ava, meaning haughty, and ona'a, deceitful. People who are arrogant and therefore will be deceitful are the ge'eyonim, and therefore we feel so put down by those people. The sha'ananim, the people who are comfortable, who have a pleasant life, who for them life is about comfort and luxury, they look at us with contempt, or they want to make us feel less worthy. And like, why do you care about what Hashem wants? Just go with the flow. Enjoy the gullus. Enjoy what's going on now with your farm. Don't feel uncomfortable. But that's not an Eved Hashem. An Eved, a servant by definition, wants to figure out, what does my master really want? The complacent person just wants to do the minimum she or he has to do. The ge'onim are even worse than the complacent ones. They're haughty. They want you to turn to them for help. They want you to know that they are above the law. They are exactly the opposite of what servants are, who totally feel committed to doing what the master wants from them. They think they can take care of themselves and they can do what they want to do and not what someone else, even God, demands from them. It's extremely important to understand this contrast between us, who feel like servants and children to God, and those who are the sha'ananim and the ge'onim, the complacent and the boastful. Because perhaps the scorn we are receiving is to teach us not to be like that. Rabbi Feuer, the editor of the anthology of Tehillim of Art Scroll, says the following. He says, one of the main purposes of exile is to cure us of excessive pride and arrogance and to teach us humility. This is accomplished by the withering scorn of our oppressors. But even more significant is the positive lesson of Gullus, which teaches the Jewish people to depend on none other than God himself. Indeed, this can render the Jewish people truly humble, for genuine humility is not a degrading feeling of worthlessness. On the contrary, humility is an intense feeling of self-worth. End quote. And furthermore, if you look back at the first pasuk that we just looked at before, Hayoshvi Bashamayim, I look up to he who sits in the heavens, but the word sits in the heavens is written in a poetically interesting way because it sounds, again, as we saw this in Hallel, Hayoshvi sounds like it's about me. It's I am sitting, or I brought God to sit in the heavens. And the Medrash says that, in fact, it does mean that. It means that by us being the servant of God and committing to doing what God wants us to do in this world, it is as if we're giving him a throne in the heaven, as compared to the sha'ananim and the ge'onim. We want to be like them. So now let's look at this song and figure out our perspective. We begin by understanding where we are. We are servants of God, so great that it is as if we're giving God his seat of the throne in the heavens. And then furthermore, when we don't deserve to be the servant, even when we don't deserve to be the servant, we're like the son, the children of God. And we're being shamed by people who are complacent, who think that they're so great. Imagine the following. A 10-year-old girl comes home crying to her mother and saying, there's this girl in school who's bullying me, who's bothering me, who's embarrassing me, who's saying all these terrible things about me. And the mother gets upset. She wants to take care of her daughter. And she says, tell me who this girl is. And the daughter starts telling the mother, well, her name is, I don't know, doesn't matter, Sarah, and she's in pre-K. And the mother says, really?
That's the one who's making you feel so ashamed? She's 4 years old. And I think that's one of the things that we're seeing in this song. Sometimes we feel so ashamed by people who are the equivalent of four-year-old girls in pre-K. So I think that what's going on in this song is it's a two-part song with those four psukim, is that at the beginning we identify ourselves. We see ourselves as proud servants, as people who can easily ask God for chanina, for unconditional chesed, because not only do we feel like his servant, we also feel like his child. And then at the second part of the song, we see who are those who are trying to shame us and who are trying to bring us down and keeping us from being who we need to be. And as soon as we identify who they are in contrast to who we are, it's so easy to understand that the shame that they're giving us is really nothing, because we are so proud of our greatness, our humility, our relationship with God, and they will not be able to keep us from the ma'alot, from the steps that we want to ascend. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.